Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about the young lady from the Middle East who has kind of rocks the world with her ideas, and she's become quite the heroine to a lot of people, and her name is Malala Yousafzai. I hope that's how you pronounce her last name.
Most of the time you just hear her go by her first name, Malala.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But this is actually her surname here, Yousafzai. And she is campaigning for women's rights and education. She's from Pakistan, and she's done all sorts of stuff. She survived an assassination attempt. She recovered in England, and she also spoke at the United Nations.
Yeah, she's a pretty brave girl. It's amazing that she's done so much, and she's still young. So we're going to spend a couple of days looking at her life. I think she's someone that a lot of people can admire. And she's out there fighting against things that are pretty brutal in that area of the world. So let's get started, guys. We're going to read through today's lesson, and then we'll be back to explain what some of these words mean. Malala Yousafzai might be the most respected teenager in the world. The girl from Pakistan has been on a mission to promote education for all children after her immense suffering under the Taliban. The extremist Islamic group prohibited girls in Pakistan from attending schools and then started blowing up schools that enrolled female students. When Malala gained fame for openly opposing the Taliban at age 15, one of its members brutally shot her in the head. As a child, Malala was brought up in a Sunni Muslim family in northwestern Pakistan and largely educated by her father, who owned a number of schools. In 2009, the Taliban publicly announced that they believe women shouldn't be educated. The extremists destroyed hundreds of schools in Pakistan, but Malala continued going to her school, although she felt great trepidation each day. Young but courageous, Malala spoke to the press and questioned who gave the Taliban the right to deprive girls of an education. During that time, the local BBC bureau wanted a Pakistani student to blog anonymously about his or her life under the threat of the Taliban's cruelty. Malala's father suggested that his daughter should write the blog. Shortly thereafter, a documentary was filmed about her, and she began to garner awards for speaking out against the Taliban. Her campaign eventually enraged the sect. One day, a member of the Taliban boarded her school bus, demanded that Malala identify herself, and then shot her in the head. With a bullet still lodged in her brain, Malala hung on to life and was airlifted to a hospital where doctors were able to save her.
Okay, let's talk about our heroine today, Malala Yousafzai, and she's campaigning for women's rights and education. So let's talk about the title first here. It's our unit on people. Malala, that's what I'm going to call her because her last name, well, it may not be so hard to pronounce, but I'm just afraid I might not get it right, and I don't want to insult her by mangling her last name here, but in any case, to campaign for something means that you organize a series of events or activities to achieve some kind of goal. So if she wants women's rights recognized, she wants women to have the right to an education and stuff like that. So she's fighting for this. She's campaigning for it.
Yeah, maybe you really believe in your local library and it looks like it's going to close its doors. So you might start campaigning to save your local library. Or maybe your park is going to be turned into a series of apartment buildings. You want to campaign to save your local park. Well, she campaigned for women's rights in education. Says here she might be the most respected teenager in the world. She's a young girl.
Yeah, she's only like 16 or 17 now,
yeah,
or something like that.
Most teenagers are just busy trying to do their homework, and they have a first crush on a guy or a girl, and here she is trying to help women in her country. It's
getting
amazing.
Shot in the head, speaking in front of the United Nations,
yeah.
Spending time in a hospital in England. Yeah, not too many teenage girls can do those sorts of things.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's from Pakistan, and she's been on a mission. It's her goal to promote education for all children. After her immense suffering under the Taliban, immense just means great. It could be either great in size or amount. Maybe you know someone who has immense power. Immense suffering's pretty tough to deal with. If you've been through a serious disease like cancer, you've probably experienced immense suffering. Well, she suffered under the Taliban, who were really persecuting the people there, especially the girls.
Right, and the Taliban, they're kind of fundamental, very conservative. I guess they've found something in the Quran that says that women aren't supposed to be educated or something like that. So we're calling this an extremist Islamic group. Islamic means anything having to do with Islam, Huijiao, which, of course, is the predominant religion of the Middle East there. And the Taliban are extremists. Extreme means going to one end all the way. And that's a person who holds an extreme or fanatical belief in politics or religion or something like that. And oftentimes they actually resort to extreme action.
Violence. Yeah,
like bombing and stuff like that. So, of course, we've got extremists all over the Middle East. That's why it's always going to be in the news about bombings and killings. They just can't get enough of that stuff there.
Yeah, and if something's prohibited, it just means it's not allowed. For example, most of you know today that smoking in buildings and restaurants is prohibited. You can't smoke anymore. Well, this group, this extremist Islamic group, prohibited girls in Pakistan from attending schools. Girls couldn't even go to school and get an education. And when they found schools that were letting girls go to school, enrolling them, they started blowing them up, using bombs to blow up those schools that enrolled female students. Enroll just means you sign up to participate in something. It could be school, could be a class. In my neighborhood, there is an exercise center, a sports center. I'm near the Da'an. Was it Yundong Zhongxin?
Yeah, the Da'an Athletic Center, I think it's called, there at the intersection.
You can sign up for all these great classes, which I love, and they're pretty cheap. But you first have to enroll and pay tuition. Well, if you go to a school, you have to enroll first.
Right. You can apply for a school and get accepted, but you may not necessarily enroll. But if you do enroll, that means you've registered, you'd pay the fees, and you're ready to start taking classes. So, yes, the Taliban started blowing up those schools because there were girl students there. And then Malala gained fame, or she became famous, for openly opposing the Taliban at age 15. She wasn't afraid. She said, hey, you guys, you can't be doing that. I'm against what you're doing. There's nothing really in the Quran that says that girls can't be educated.
No, there isn't.
You're silly. It's a dumb idea. So she opposed them. If you oppose someone or something, that means you're against it. You don't agree with what they're thinking.
But notice here it says she was openly opposing. If you do something openly, you do it publicly. You don't do it secretly. So she was really brave because this group, the Taliban, they're not afraid to kill you. So she started openly disagreeing or opposing them when she was 15. And then one of its members, one of the Taliban members, brutally shot her in the head. If something's brutal, it's extremely cruel or harsh. Maybe you've heard of some brutal military dictatorships. Or maybe you've read the news where there's been a brutal murder or a brutal attack. Something that was really cruel. Or I could say here in Taiwan, we have pretty brutal summers. They're really hot. So it's tough to take. Well, someone brutally, which is the adverb form of the adjective brutal, they brutally shot her in the head with a gun.
Okay, let's talk about some of Malala's history here. When she was growing up, as a child, Malala was brought up in a Sunni Muslim family in northwestern Pakistan. And she was largely educated by her father, who owned a number of schools. And we should say that her father has been very supportive of her throughout this. So not all men in Pakistan are bad. I guess just the Taliban are.
Just the extremists,
The extremists, that's right. And she was brought up in a Sunni Muslim family. There are two main branches of Islam. Muslim is a person who studies Islam or is a follower of Islam. There's the Sunnis and the Shias. And I've had difficulty trying to figure out exactly the difference between the two. But in any case here, she was in a Sunni family. And I think Iran, for example, they're mostly Shia Muslims.
Yeah, those two groups do not get along. And sometimes their leaders are Sunni or sometimes they're Shia. Shia seems more violent, but who knows? Anyway, we're talking about her upbringing. If you're brought up, that means your parents take care of you. They teach you. So that's who raises you. You could also say she was raised in a Sunni Muslim family. Brought up is the past tense of bring up. I could say I was born and brought up in Arizona, which is a state in the western part of the U.S. So she was brought up in a Sunni Muslim family. And her father educated her, or largely it means he educated her primarily. He did the most teaching. He also owned a number of schools. So he was really an educator, you could say.
And in 2009, the Taliban publicly announced that they believe women shouldn't be educated. For some reason or another, they thought that, hey, you girls should not be going to school. You should be doing other things. I'm assuming they meant that they should assume more traditional roles by getting married when they're only 12 years old.
I also don't think they're supposed to drive cars.
Yeah, they can drive cars in Saudi
Arabia. They can't go out of the house without the veils. You know, it's really tough over there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, of course, this is what the Taliban believe. They were extremists. And because girls were going to schools there in Pakistan, they destroyed hundreds of schools there in Pakistan. But Malala continued going to school, although she felt great trepidation each day. And I would, too. She's a brave girl. But, hey, trepidation here just means fear. You're afraid to do something. So every day when she went to school, she thought, I'm supposed to go to school. I have this right. But you never know if some idiot is going to come out from behind a bush and try to kill me or something. So she did feel fear or trepidation every day she went to school.
Hey, I feel great trepidation every time I have to go to the dentist.
I think we all do.
That feeling of fear that makes you hesitate about doing something because you know it's probably going to be bad, or it's going to hurt, or it's going to be unpleasant.
Okay, well, certainly listening to our program is not an unpleasant experience. You should not have any trepidation about learning with us and our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第16单元。我们要介绍一位举世知名的年轻的女性，她叫Malala。 好 ，Malala， 她呢年纪并不大，可是她已经有许多我们值得学习的地方了。那她的人生其实也蛮悲苦的，因为她当中受到了许多的挫折跟伤害。那我们今天就来看一下她的故事啊。那Malala呢，是来自巴基斯坦，那她在塔利班组织之下受到了极大的痛苦。 那这边提到的巴基斯坦这里的激进分子 extremist extremist， 看到这个 ist 通常指人，那 extreme 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 指的是极端或是端点，那所以说 extremist 指的就是极端主义者或者是讲激进分子。 那这边提到的激进分子呢，是指伊斯兰教的这些组织。看到这个单字 Islamic group，Islamic 当然是形容词，那它来自于 Islam，I-S-L-A-M，Islam 这个字，Islam 这个名词讲的就是指伊斯兰教，或者是伊斯兰的教徒的总称，或者是伊斯兰国家的总称。 那这些伊斯兰教集团，他们这一些激进分子呢，是禁止他们呢。你看到这个单字 prohibit 就是禁止，它后面呢会加一个 from 介系词，然后再加一个名词或是动名词，表示阻止、禁止谁去做什么事。他禁止巴基斯坦的女孩去上学，而且还炸掉那种招收女性学生的学校。我们接下来往下看，下面就说到了他在15岁的时候。 因为他公开的去反对塔利班组织，所以里面呢就有一个人塔利班的组织的成员，然后呢用枪然后枪击他的头部。我们看到这个地方哦 shot her in the head。这个部分要注意的是说，在英文里面，当然你用的动词像 shoot somebody 就是表示枪击某人，可是你部位呢会另外再用介系词，然后再加 the， 再加那个身体部位，像这边是指枪击他的头部，你就会讲 shot her in the head。 其他的动词其实也有这样的用法，比如说你踢一个人，你说你踢他的脚，你会说 kick him in the leg， 或者是你抓一个人，抓他的手臂，你会说 grab him by the arm。 所以要注意到我们往往是先接人然后再讲部位。好了，再来我们再往下，下面呢就看到了马拉拉，他其实呢是生长于巴基斯坦西北部的一个穆斯林家庭，当然穆斯林就是指回教。那在2009年的时候呢，塔利班组织就公开说女生不应该受教育，而当时好几间好几百间的学校都被破坏了，可是马拉拉呢她还是继续的上学。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with more of Malala's story.
Okay, let's continue talking about our featured person in today's People Lesson, Malala Campaigns for Women's Rights and Education. And where we left off, we found out that the Taliban were against women getting educated in Pakistan. I'm assuming they also felt that way in Afghanistan. They controlled the government there sometime during the 1990s. But in any case, she continued going to school, but she felt that trepidation each day. Young but courageous, Malala spoke to the press and questioned who gave the Taliban the rights to deprive girls of an education. So she was courageous. If you're courageous, you're brave. She knew it was a dangerous thing to do, but she did it anyway. She talked to the press, which means the news media reporters for newspapers and TV and websites and stuff like that. And she questioned who gave the Taliban this right. If you question something, that means you express your doubt about it. You say, who said you could do this? I doubt what you're saying. I don't think it's true, and I think I'm going to challenge you on that.
Yeah. When I was growing up, my older brother would sometimes tell me what to do, and I'd say, who made you my boss? You're not my boss. Well, she questioned who gave the Taliban the right to deprive girls of an education. If you deprive someone of something, it means you take something away from them. You don't allow them to have something that they want. I hate to be deprived of my favorite foods when I go on a diet.
Ooh.
No, I hate that. It feels like, oh, I don't have what I want. Well, of course, this is very serious if you're not letting girls get an education. Well, during that time, the local BBC Bureau, which is a news station or a news outlet there in Pakistan, they wanted a Pakistani student to blog anonymously. If you blog, it means you write something on a website and write down your personal opinions, your activities, maybe your experiences that you've had. But they wanted someone to blog anonymously. If it's anonymous, it means it's done without knowing who's doing it, so someone's not identified. So it might have someone's experiences, but it would never mention who they were. It wouldn't list their name.
Right, to blog anonymously. Here, blog is being used as a verb. It's often used as a noun, web log, someplace where people talk about things and write daily articles. That's a blog, and you can use this word blog as a verb too. So they're supposed to write about his or her life under the threat of the Taliban's cruelty. So yes, you can write about this, what you think about the Taliban and how cruel they are, but you don't have to sign your name to it. And so here we're talking about cruelty, which is the act of being cruel, and cruel just means you're indifferent or you don't care about the suffering of others, especially When you inflict that pain and suffering on other people, sometimes people have cruelty toward animals, for example. They treat them badly and they don't care if the animal is hurting or not.
I should probably mention BBC stands for British Broadcasting Corporation. Most big news channels, big news corporations, have different bureaus around the world where they'll send their reporters to cover the news in a particular country. So they had a local bureau right there. It's pretty far from England to Pakistan, so they're going to send some reporters over to live in Pakistan, and they're the ones who wanted someone to blog anonymously. It's pretty dangerous, though, what they're asking them to do. Well, Malala's father, who's pretty brave himself, suggested that his own daughter should write the blog. I don't know. I don't think my dad would suggest this. I think he would be more protective of me. But, you know, her father's brave, and I guess he wanted to change things. And he saw that his daughter was a pretty courageous soul. And so he said, hey, why don't you volunteer to do this?
Well, it was anonymous here, so maybe he thought that his daughter wouldn't be harmed or something like that.
Oh, people always find out.
Yeah, maybe he thought they wouldn't find out. He trusted the BBC or something like that. But he suggested that Malala write this blog, and shortly afterward, or shortly thereafter, a documentary was filmed about her. Documentary here just means documentary film, which means some kind of movie or film that talks about things that are really happening. It's not like a Hollywood narrative, a love story or something
like
that.
It's not fiction.
It's not fiction, basically, a documentary. Like that movie about Taiwan, like Taiwan from Above or something like that, that was so popular.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. I would call that a documentary.
Sure.
And so here they filmed a documentary about Malala, and then she began to garner awards for speaking out against the Taliban.
Uh-huh.
If you garner something here, garner awards, that means you gather, you collect those things, you get those things.
And typically you'll often see garner followed by praise, to garner praise. Oh, that novel has garnered praise. So you get or receive a lot of things. Usually it's positive to garner awards. That's great. She got those awards because she was speaking out against the Taliban. If you speak out against something, you express an opinion opposing something, you can simply say to speak out. If you speak out, it just means you express your opinion in a public way, in an open way. But here we've added against, so they're speaking out against. You can also speak out for and support something, but here she's against the Taliban. So, of course, they were noticing these things, and she's in a documentary, so they know what she looks like.
Uh-oh, that's bad news.
Uh-huh.
And so she had this campaign, and it eventually enraged the sect. I suppose they were very embarrassed by that. She was on TV and stuff, and they were going, we can't let her talk. She needs to be silenced.
How dare she say that?
They were really, really angry.
Yeah.
And when you become really angry, you are enraged. The verb to enrage means to make someone angry. So, yes, I could say that every time my brother called my other brother names, he was enraged. He got really angry, and they started fighting and stuff like that. And here we're talking about a sect or a religious sect, which refers to a group of people that kind of branch off from a main group, usually a religion. And it's usually extremist, and usually people might refer to it as a cult or some kind of extremist group that you really shouldn't listen to. And oftentimes they are characterized by very strange beliefs.
Yeah, you'll often see extremist in front of it or radical. Radical also means extremist. So she was really making the Taliban angry. So one day a member of the Taliban boarded her bus. They got on the bus with her. They demanded that she identify herself, and she probably said, you know, I'm Malala.
Well, that's why her book's called that, I Am Malala,
there
because
you go.
She's referring to that moment.
See? She's very brave, and that's when they just shot her in the head. Now, with a bullet still lodged in her brain, she hung on to life and was airlifted to a hospital. If something is lodged, to lodge means to become stuck or fixed in a specific place or position. And we'll typically use this with bullet. The bullet lodged in someone's brain.
Exactly, right. And she hung on to life. She survived. I suppose if she had not been airlifted to a hospital, she may have died right there. So if you hung on to life, if you hang on to life, that means you're hanging on for dear life. You're almost dead, but you're trying really hard.
You cling to life, but you hang on to life.
Right, yeah. Cling to life and hang on to life,
yeah.
Exactly. And yes, she was airlifted to a hospital by a helicopter or airplane. And I don't know exactly when she went to Birmingham, but I guess that's where she had her major operations. And she was saved, and the rest is history. And we'll continue talking about Malala in our next program, but right now we're going to take a time out and listen once again to our heroic Chinese teacher.
我们接下来继续看这篇文章。马拉拉她非常的勇敢，她呢，甚至于呢，还对记者发言，然后她还 question 当动词就是质疑，她质疑说是谁给塔利班组织剥夺女子教育的权利呢？这一边注意到这个动词 deprive 其实是剥夺，但是它比较特别的就是 deprive somebody 剥夺了谁，然后剥夺他什么，你用 of 再加一个名词，像这边 of 后面接 an education， 那就表示是剥夺教育这个权利。好了，我们再来看下面这边，下面这一段呢，提到了在那个时候啊，这个当地的 BBC 这个广播公司，他们的当地分社呢，他就征求说有没有人可以匿名来写部落格。然后马拉拉的父亲他怎么样？他 suggest， 看到这个单字咯， suggest， 其实他有很多解释了哦，有时候他就代表暗示，对不对？可是有时候它又代表建议或主张，在这边就是指建议主张，所以要注意到这个句型，如果它后面接 that 子句，主张什么建议什么，那表示后面是应该要去做的事，所以这个子句里面就会有一个 should， 而这个 should 后面当然会接原形动词。比较特别的就是说像这样的动词，它后面这个表示应该怎么做， should 常常被省略了，所以你会只看到一个原形动词，那也不要觉得奇怪，其实它语气上就表示这个动作，这个应该要去做。那有没有别的动词是这样的句型呢？当然有的，比如说其他动词像 insist 坚持，像 request 要求，像 advise 建议，像 order 命令， demand 要求，或者是 require request， 这些其实都有点命令人家或坚持别人应该怎么做，后面都会有一个子句，然后里面的 should 语气动词助动词往往被省略掉，所以你会只看到原形动词，提醒大家特别留意。那其实你再往下读，你就会看到动词 demand 这个动词其实就是刚刚跟 suggest 一样是命令动词咯，所以你看到没，它后面 that Malala identify herself 提到说那些塔利班成员登上校车，然后要他表明身份，要求他表明身份， identify 其实就是一个原形动词。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. That's only day one of our unit on Malala. In our next program, we're going to talk about how she recovered from the assassination attempt and what she's been doing since then. Thanks for joining us, guys. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.